Welcome to the Amazon Files podcast, brought to you by Mommy Income, where we help others start and scale businesses on Amazon by taking small, consistent steps. Here is your host, Kristen Ostrander, a 17-year e-commerce veteran who knows a thing or two about building a seven-figure Amazon empire from the comfort of her own home. Surrounded by three energetic kids and a hunky husband, she still has an insatiable desire to see others succeed.
Hey, welcome everyone to this week's episode of The Amazon Files, brought to you by Mommy Income. I am your host, Kristen Ostrander, and I wish I could tell you that I was super excited about today's topic, but honestly, I feel like something I necessarily need to address, but it's not that exciting, to be honest. It's not one of those things where we all want to talk about this stuff, but I feel like it needs to be addressed, and so I'm addressing it. And there's some serious issues swimming around the Amazon world right now with other people, gurus, everything else. And I just want to be upfront and honest with you, like I have been from the beginning. I'm going to go on a bit of a rant today, to be honest, and it's just the way it's going to be because I care about you guys. This is literally why I'm going to kind of put this out there, because I care about you. I want you to know the truth, no matter how unsexy it is, because I know it's not always sexy to say the hard things, but I'm going to say the hard things because I feel like you deserve to know the truth about what's going on in the Amazon world. You deserve to know the truth about what it takes to build a sustainable business, because let's be real, it's not all sunshines and rainbows. As a matter of fact, sometimes, especially in the beginning, in the building stages, it's probably the opposite. As a lot of hitting your head against the wall, confusion, overwhelm, all those things. Now, I'm not saying this to deter you, and I will, you know, you'll get to this in a minute and hear the story and understand why I'm going through this, but you just need to know up front, this is not, being an entrepreneur, being a business owner is not for everyone. It is for those who are going to have some two key factors, which we'll talk about in this episode. So I hang in there. You're going to hear some hard truth. You know, I'm all about the tough love, but don't forget the love part. This isn't just tough. This isn't just honest and raw and real and somewhat of a rant. It is also love. I care about you guys. And no matter what you're doing, whether you're selling on Amazon or not, I care about your success. And so that's one of the things I really want you to get from this. So I get like hundreds of emails a day, no joke. I get hundreds of emails and messages all the time from customers, clients, potential people, people with tons of questions on Amazon. They come from all over everything. And the questions and comments and criticism and fraud, even, I can handle most, if not all of them. But there's one particular note that breaks my heart, and it comes through probably daily, if not at least once a week. I will filter some of the personal stuff out of this because obviously I don't, you know, I'm not going to put this person out there with their name and everything else, but I want to read this to you because I bet many of you have either been down this road or you know somebody that has a similar story, and I just want to talk about it. So here's the email I'm going to read. Dear Kristen, I'm at my wit's end. I follow XYZ guru. I'm not going to name names here. And I took his course and it cost thousands of dollars. It assured me that by the end, I would have my own private label item product and I will start generating thousands of dollars in sales by the time I end the course. I took the course, followed the steps, found and developed a product. I made it in China and I imported it. It cost about $12,000 to get it here and it's at the FBA warehouse now, just sitting there. I've done giveaways, Facebook ads, marketing, and everything that they taught me, and I've only sold 46 units so far in 4 months. Now, they want to solve my problem by signing me up for a PPC agency to help me move my product. I am pretty sure I've spent over $20,000 by now within this whole process. I saw one of your YouTube videos on how to sell products without PPC. I was told that this was impossible on Amazon these days and that I was going to have to pay PPC costs no matter what business model I chose. Is this actually true? Forgive me for being hesitant, but after being burned by this and a few other courses I've taken, it is really hard to invest more money into something else after all of this. What does your method do that others don't? Is there any honest teachers left in the Amazon space? This last course has no guidance, and once you've invested, they just leave you off. You're told to work the program and it will work. Please tell me there is hope. Please tell me that you have solutions to help me sell this product and make my money back. Is wholesale bundles really the answer because XYZ Guru told me that they had the answer and now I have $12,000 of products that I can't sell? Can you actually help me, or is this just another marketing method? Sincerely, we'll call him Joe. Joe is not alone, you guys. I get multiple emails a week like this, similar products. So-and-so sold me this, and this is what happened. So-and-so, you know, back in the day when there was those conferences going on where you'd spend $1,000 and show up and they tell you, you can do all these different things. I'm not going to call out any one thing. I'm not going to call out any one person, any one method, anyone, anything. There are hundreds of people out there selling courses, marketing videos, YouTube, podcasts, webinars, all these things. There's hundreds of this stuff going on. Flashy Ferraris, lavish lifestyles. You guys know the drill. You've seen the webinars, the numbers, the promises. I have attended some of these Amazon webinars myself just to see what the hype is all about. I've watched video after video, webinar after webinar, and I get more and more angry at the empty promises out there. Some of it is very legit. I'll be honest. Some of it's very legit. I have colleagues. I have people like Steven Smotherman from Full-Time FBA who is honest and legit and actually helps people. And there are many other people out there. If you've heard them or seen them on the Amazon Files podcast, minus a couple, they're all awesome and legit people that are genuinely trying to help people. But there are those that are not. And most of it is blowing smoke, okay? As a teacher of Amazon courses, this breaks my heart because it happens in every single industry. It breaks my heart because I am the person of integrity and I don't talk about the other guys, right? Okay. I don't name names and I don't bash people because that's not who I am or how I roll. There will be none of that here, but I don't like liars. I recently attended an Amazon webinar on how to make 20K in your first month. Okay. First of all, right there, I was like skeptical, right? Because I wanted to see what this was about. And I watched them with their flashy cars and their big numbers and flashy bully type marketing, like kind of pushing you into making a purchase because they kind of make you feel stupid if you don't, right? Then I did my homework. I was writing down these people's names. I was writing down stuff. I was looking at it from a marketing point of view, to be honest. I mean, I don't need to make 20K a month on Amazon. I make more than that. So I was just in it for like, what are these other people out there talking about? He talked about quitting his job and he now lives in Hawaii. And honestly, this person, when I look them up on Facebook and other social media, live in Nebraska. I was like, oh, that's not Hawaii. Recently, family photos online. There's no Jag or BMW or anything like that in as much as they show those pictures of themselves on the thing. In the driveway, I saw an Acura and a Jeep. In a house that was not the mansion that he was standing in front of when he was trying to paint the picture that he makes $10 million on Amazon every single year and all this stuff. So I was blown away by 5 minutes of research to realize that this was not real. I mean, anybody can use Photoshop and Google and put whatever they want anywhere they want, right? How about the testimonials? I thought surely those have to be real. Like maybe this guy is kind of painting a picture of his own lifestyle that maybe he wants, or maybe he had a Ferrari once and he doesn't, or he lived in Hawaii and now he's in Nebraska. I don't know. So I looked at some of the Facebook profiles because, you know, when they show their little testimonials, I see the names and everything. So I'm looking up these people. They don't exist, or they don't, they're fake profiles. They're literally fake profiles that don't have any followers or friends. And they literally are created to basically come and give fake testimonials with pictures that don't make sense. And I just thought, Photoshop? Like, really? I was super angry. And I held everything back to not reach out and be like, seriously, why are you lying to people? Like, your method might work. Just sell your method. Like, be honest. Like, why do you have to lie about things? So do these methods actually work? Probably, maybe. But why do they have to lie? You know why? Because the real stuff doesn't sell, right? The real stuff doesn't sell. When I get on here and tell you it's going to be hard work and you're going to have to make some sacrifices, most of you guys are like, some people are like, I don't want that. I want get rich quick. I want fast. I want lottery style windfall. Well, guess what? You're not going to hear that here. You're not going to hear it here. So if you want get rich quick and rah, rah, rah and all that, I will encourage you. I will inspire you. I will push you to your limits. I will push you out of your comfort zone. I will hold your hand and support you, but I will not tell you that this is fast or easy or sexy or any of that. Sometimes it's just plain hard, period. There's a lot of people saying a lot of different things. Do your homework, do your due diligence. How do you know who you can trust? Look, I know I'm not for everyone. I know I'm not for everyone. I mean, I've gotten comments, you guys would like, I could probably do blooper reels and just read comments from people that talk about everything from my hair to my voice to, you know, my accent. I have an accent. Did you guys know that? I have an accent. I have a Midwest accent, I think. I don't know what it is. I kid you not. I got an email from a lady once that said she loves my teaching, but she hates my voice. And if I could make transcripts available instead, so she doesn't have to hear me talk. Yes, she said that to me. She sent that in an email to my face. Lord, I know, right? I've been turned down for speaking opportunities because my real numbers weren't big enough or flashy enough to sell product. No one's going to buy into that, they said. I mean, can't you come up with bigger numbers? I have been asked to lie so that it would sound more appealing. I've been told that in order to get people to buy or to get people to sign up for my program, I have to paint a picture of some sort of massive success and big numbers and fast. I've had to stop telling people that Amazon, you know, if I have to stop telling people Amazon is not a get rich quick thing, I'm going to quit. If Amazon is not an Amazon, it's not a get rich quick. It's just never going to be. It's going to take hard work and new skills that you're going to have to learn and practice in order to succeed. Yes, I said that out loud. I didn't sugarcoat it. I didn't tell you anything about numbers or Ferraris or anything else. What I did tell you was it's going to take some hard work and some new skills that you're going to have to learn and practice. I worked with a marketing coach that told me to basically make stuff up in order to sell. And I asked for an immediate refund. I'm like, I'm sorry, that doesn't align with my values and I'm not going to do that. This is what's going on out there, you guys. And I want you to know because it's not going on here. It's not going to be for me. I started my Amazon business as a stay-at-home mom with $100 and some thrifted books. Even after grossing over $1 million a year on Amazon for the past 5 years, I still don't have a Benz in my driveway. I still don't have a mansion. Not because I don't want that. Could I buy a Benz? Sure. But the truth is that no one's going to tell you the hard stuff. This didn't happen for me overnight. I started my Amazon business in 2008 and I slowly changed and grew and pivoted and changed. I had someone tell me, don't tell people it takes that long. No one will follow you. They want it now. Okay, if that's you, it's not for me. You're not for me because I'm just going to be honest with you. Sometimes it's going to take a lot of changes, a lot of pivots, a lot of sacrifices, a lot of hard work. Anyone you see that is successful out there, legitimately successful out there, no matter where they started from, they have worked hard to get that place. They're only showing you the tip of the iceberg of all the sexy, flashy stuff. When really there was late nights, long hours, all kinds of different things that got there. No one's going to tell you that it takes several years to build something comfortable and sustainable. It's going to be hard. There's going to be lots of times when it's harder than it is easier. But I can tell you this, if you continue on, it will get easier. You're going to spend a lot of time up front learning and practicing. Why? Because you don't know what you don't know. It's going to take you time to learn stuff, practice it, figuring out what's going to work, what's not going to work, and then continue to start doing more of what's working and less of what's not. No one's going to tell you that because it doesn't sell, right? You can't sell courses and programs when you tell people it's going to take a while and there's going to be roadblocks. They want sunshines and rainbows, guys. But despite what they might think, I'm not here to sell you courses. Did you know that? I mean, yeah, I sell courses and coaching and workshops and, you know, books, but my life's purpose is to lead people to success because I believe everybody deserve some shortcuts, deserve some breaks, deserve some grace and mercy. You deserve to be encouraged and inspired, but also be spoken truth to. I'm here to guide you for what you really want, because that's what I really want. I've been down these roads that you're walking on, and I know what works and what doesn't, at least for me. And if it doesn't work the way it works for you, for me, we'll figure it out together. Because the key is, no matter what you're doing, whether you're selling on Amazon, whether you take a course or whether you don't, whether you take my course or you go to a guru, no matter who you listen to, there's only a few keys to success, no matter what niche you're in. Whether you're an attorney, whether you are selling insurance, whether you are selling Amazon products, whether you are working at McDonald's, whatever you are doing, there's only a couple of keys that I figured out after 17 years in business. I started my business in 2003 and working on 17 years of business here. Two things: persistence and consistency, no matter what. I don't care if you're martial arts, okay? I earned my black belt years ago in martial arts, and that's what it took: persistence and consistency. Was I perfect? No. Did I miss a few classes? Sure. Did I screw up and fail and get sick and get miserable and want to quit? Many times. But the thing is, you have to have what you want most inside and then be consistent and persistent about it. Figure out what you want most. That's really what several episodes ago, we talked about your In a Perfect World, your IAPW, talked about that most recently. What do you want? Okay, so one of my favorite movies is The Notebook, right? And towards the part where she had to pick between two guys, right? Because she, her long lost love and then her current fiance. And he's, what do you want? And she, I don't know. What do you want? Like, literally answer that question. In a perfect world, your dream, your goal, is it to be freed from your 9-to-5? Is it to have financial freedom? Is it to have location freedom? Do you want more time? Do you want, what is it that you want? What is that ultimate goal? What is that in a perfect world? Don't you tell me you want to win the lottery, because believe it or not, like, there's no goal to winning the lottery. You can buy as many tickets as you want, but that's a lottery. It's not a guaranteed result, right? So what you need to do is figure out what you want and then set your GPS to go there. Your mental GPS, right? Okay, let's be real. So think of your GPS, right? You enter a destination, an address. So your address is your in a perfect world, right? Your ultimate goal. What is it? Your first goal. It doesn't have to be your end all catch all. It could be maybe your very next goal. But you set that as your destination and you're going somewhere. You've got a path to follow. You've got distractions. You've got those big flashy billboards along your way that says, hey, jump off the freeway and come over here. You have to see about this thing. And maybe that thing really is enticing. Maybe it's a better destination. So you've got to get off and you've got to go investigate it, right? But you're there for a while and time goes by and you're not sure if you're having the right direction. Maybe you figure out that's not for you and you got to get back on the same path. You finally get back on the right road, but now you're behind on your journey. And this happens again and again until you completely forget where you were going in the first place. You end up discouraged. You end up lost. You end up chasing your tail. You get that circle of death that keeps going around and around that you don't know where you're going. Sometimes these detours can be lifelong. Because you really haven't figured out the rhyme or reason, and only you can do that. When the time is spent, you could have been on the journey to a specific destination with a specific plan, with an end in mind, even if it's a smaller goal, an end in mind. The important thing to grasp here, you guys, is that the most of the distractions are designed to keep us off the path, to keep us off the GPS, going recalculating, because you're going the wrong way. These are keeping you from doing the one thing that most people procrastinate about. It's the work. Do the work.
Are you tired of spending hours on keyword and product research and not seeing the results you wanted? Trying to find a unique product in your next Amazon bundle in a sea of products? Well, relax and take a deep breath. Because we're here to help. MerchantWords is the largest database of Amazon shopper search trends. Our tools help you discover the next product niche. Since 2012, we've provided sellers with a complete view of the Amazon marketplace. Entrepreneurs use our tools and services for product research, competition analysis, SEO, and PPC. But wait, there's more. Yeah! for new subscribers, save over 50% on your new Merchant Words subscription. Want to know how?
How?
Visit merchantwords.com/mommyincome and use offer code mommyincome at checkout. Again, that's mommyincome, all one word, at checkout.
Do the work. That's really the thing. We go off on these detours and destinations and off the path because we're trying to avoid the work that we know is difficult. But you know what? The work is the only thing that's necessary to arrive at your destination. You've got to follow a plan. You've got to do the work. Listen, I'm going to be real. I'm always real, you guys. You know that, right? I'm always going to be real. I'm not going to sugarcoat. I'm just going to tell you. I don't care if you sell on Amazon. I don't care if you sell on Amazon or not. I'm not going to think you're a quitter. I don't care if you decide that e-commerce isn't for you, but I care about you as a person, as a business owner, as a friend. With or without Amazon, when I started Mommy Income 7 years ago, I wanted to help people. That is my calling. I want to see people succeed. Nothing makes me happier. You know what? I do more happy dances for other people than for myself. I see other people succeeding and I'm just literally naturally happy for them. Like I want them to do well. Your success is my success. Your success fuels my fire and keeps me moving. All you need to know in the beginning is what you want. What is it that you want? Where you want to be. If you can define that, and you're consistent and persistent in that journey, you will arrive. You don't have to have it all figured out all at once. You don't have to take an entire course and learn it all and figure it all out before you actually start. I will never tell you this. I will never tell you this is going to be easy. It's not. I'm never going to tell you that there won't be self-imposed as well as external detours and roadblocks that are going to distract you and get you off course. I'm never going to tell you that it's going to be fast. Some successes and small wins can be fast. You can set yourself up for success by doing small things to reach small goals to help you feel more inspired and encouraged to move forward, but it's not going to be your ultimate destination. It's not going to be fast or easy. What I can tell you is that it's going to be worth the work. It's going to be work. What I can tell you is that if you never give up and quit, even when it's hard, you will reach your goals. You will. If you're consistent in taking steps, you will get there, no matter how small your steps are. Because friends, just another reminder, 10 years is going to pass anyway. You can either be at your destination in 10 years or you can be where you are now, spinning your wheels, taking detours, going from this place to that place and never really getting to anywhere. Just kind of constantly sidestepping, taking smaller paths, always taking the second fork in the road. I know it's not always sexy, to be honest. No matter how slow you go, no matter how many setbacks you are, if your goal is still your goal and you still want that thing, you have breath in your lungs to take those steps. Small steps add up. So if you can imagine for yourself, where do you want to be in 5 years? What would you like to be? How would you like to see your life? Because if you look at those successful people, they have taken steps, no matter how big, no matter how small, sometimes leaps and bounds, sometimes baby steps, sometimes backwards steps to realize, wow, that didn't work. I know it's not always sexy to say these things. The big fancy cars, the mansions, the huge numbers sound more appealing than hard work and setbacks and consistency. But if you look at anyone who has that success, that's how they got there. They got there by screwing up a lot of times. They got there by putting themselves out there and being embarrassed because something didn't work out. They got their fancy car repoed and they learned from that. Whatever it is, they never gave up. They might have taken a break. They might have sat on the sidelines for a while to catch their breath, but they kept moving. They picked themselves up and said, I still want what I want. And this path didn't work that way. What can I do to keep getting there? They started and stopped many times. They had hard days. They had failures and long hours, but in the end, they kept moving towards what they wanted. So here's the question, the same question from before. What do you want? What is it that you really want? What is it that you want so desperately in your heart that you are willing to work for it? Work hard for it. through the ugly cry, through the tears, through the pulling my hair out and beating my head against the wall, against, you know, all the different things. What are you willing to stay up late for? What are you willing to get up early for? For me, nothing. I don't get up early. That's just honest. What are you willing to sacrifice time and money in order to achieve? Because if you don't want it badly enough to do those things, you're not going to succeed. Sure, I run my business in 2 days per week right now with a generous, generous six-figure salary. I do that now, but that's not how I started. It never starts that way. But what are you willing to do if I were to promise you, which you know I can't, because it's all about you. It's all about what you're willing to put in, what you're willing to sacrifice, what you're willing to work for. But what if I could promise you that you guaranteed will reach the goal that you want to reach, or that in a perfect world scenario? My in a perfect world scenario is living in a warm, sunny climate in my dream house with all the people that I love, and I'm still helping people succeed. That is my life purpose and goal, whether I do it in Michigan or sunny somewhere south of here on a beautiful lake or beach or someplace like that. Yeah, that's my in a perfect dream. I'm not there yet, but I'm taking steps every day to make that my reality. But I'm willing to sacrifice hours and time and money in order to get what I really want. So what is it that you really want? What is that? Because I want to leave you with this. No matter what's going to be worth it to you has to be worth it, has to be worth the work. What do you want to do bad enough that you will succeed at it? What if I guaranteed that for you? You know, I can't. What if I could? Would you then put in the hours, put in the time, learn the skills, take the education, do what it is that you need to do to level yourself up because you knew for sure? What would you do for sure if you knew you couldn't fail? Because the only people who fail completely are those that give up. And don't hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying that if you try something for a significant period of time, that it's not for you, that you realize it makes you miserable, you hate it, and you don't want to do it. That's a completely different thing. That's not quitting. That's pivoting. That's different. That was like Amy. Amy was in the Amazon business for a while, and she realized it was sucking the life out of her soul. And she was the one that wanted to get out of Amazon because that's not what she was. That was her life purpose. She didn't want to be dealing with product-based businesses anymore. That was not her level of genius. She didn't quit. She pivoted after she gave it a significant amount of time and actually found success. She just realized that the success that she built wasn't what she wanted to do forever. That's different. That's called pivoting. That's called making a change. That's called making a valid adjustment to your life and not just quitting because something got hard or that you couldn't do it because you gave up. That's all about a mindset. So what's it worth to you in the end? I want to leave you with this. No matter what you do, no matter who you listen to, no matter what information that you consume, it won't work unless you do. It won't work by itself. You have to move the needle, no matter how slow, consistently, and being persistent about what you want. Because let me tell you this right now. All kinds of truth moments today, guys. All kinds. No one is going to chase your dreams for you. No one is going to achieve your goals for you. But you're not by yourself. You have a community of people that can surround you and can uplift you. You can join the Facebook group. We can encourage you there. There's a place where you can come and be comfortable and ask questions and continue moving the needle. A great story, even an Amazon story. Lori and I were just talking about this. If you haven't heard Lori's story, she's on the podcast several months back telling her story. But she was fighting with Amazon about a product compliant document and all these things. And she is the definition of the squeaky wheel gets the grease. She was the definition of persistence. You know why? Because she wanted what she wanted and she kept going at it at different angles until she got the answers. She didn't quit and give up and just lose thousands of dollars on product. She kept being persistent. You know why? Because she knows that no one else is going to do that for her. She can't call me and say, hey, Kristen, will you fight this case for me? I'm not going to do that for her. She's got to do it for herself. No one's going to work for your goals except you. So if you could have that guarantee, just answer that question for yourself. If you could, someone could guarantee that you will have success in your efforts and you approach every single day with that mindset, I will succeed at this. It might not be today. It might not be next month. It might not be next year, but I have a guaranteed success rate. Your approach is going to be different. You won't be thinking of quitting or giving up so soon because you know, I will achieve this. I just have to do things a little different. I have to work a little harder or a little smarter. I have to give up a couple of things to get what I really want, but I have this guarantee. We can trick ourselves into thinking we have that guarantee, but the reality is if you start manifesting that and believing that, you will start making decisions as if you've already gotten what you want. My life is living proof of this. I'm just passing it on to you. I want you to just to know that things won't work unless you do. And you've got to have that in your forefront of your mind. Not every day, all the time. I'm not sitting here every day going, I have to live in a perfect world. I have to live in my perfect world. I make daily decisions. I have to do all these things. But in general, especially when you're starting to get discouraged and things get hard and things get frustrated, that's when you need the reminder that you've got to keep going. You have to take consistent action. You have to be persistent about it. So speaking of work, I want to invite you to work a little more, work a little harder to eventually work less, because that's actually what I do now. I worked really, really hard in all the beginning years, and now you get to reap the benefits of all of the work that you've done in the past. So this is your chance to learn something else, something new. I've got another virtual workshop coming up, and hopefully by the end of 2021, we'll have real in-person workshops. We don't know that yet, so we're just taking 1 month at a time. And in March, we are going to have a virtual workshop. It is on March 19th and 20th. And on Friday night, there's going to be a meet and greet. We're going to meet with you guys, talk to you, get to know you and your business and what your goals are. And then on Saturday, we are going to get to work. I'm going to be there along with some expert bundle creating moderators, and we are going to build bundles in groups together. We're going to walk through the wholesale bundle framework. We're going to build bundles from scratch, and you're going to see and feel how the process works with other people, and also how to just understand and get all of your questions answered. Because the workshop is so great because during the process, so at home, yeah, you've got wholesale bundles, right? And you've got the framework and you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you need to get the wholesale bundle system so that you understand. But when you're working through the framework, we get stuck, right? We're like, well, I'm not sure how to make this decision or that decision. We get to do it together so that when you have questions in the moment, we can clarify them and help you work through those issues so that by the end, you can build bundles with confidence because you know how to do it. You've understood all the different parts and pieces of research and how it works. You understand some of the numbers. And then on Sunday, we take the day off to kind of digest all the information, take a breather. And then on Monday night, we do a 2-hour Q&A session where y'all get to pepper all of your questions at me about the framework, about the course, about the workshop and all the bundle building and the yeah buts and the what ifs and the it depends questions, and they're all answered for you. And people walk away with their breakthrough moments. They walk away understanding more. We've actually had people come to workshops twice because they wanted the refresher and they wanted to be reminded of how to work the framework in such a way that really, really drives it home. And those people are having double and triple the success that they've had before taking the refresher course even. So I want to invite you to come to the workshop, mommyincome.com/workshop, to sign up. We only have 20 spots left. Actually, some of them are already taken because of our previous launch already. So some of the seats are taken up already, but I really want to help you find the success that you want and need with Amazon and with bundles specifically. And I can help you with that. So I would love to be able to meet you personally, face-to-face. Also, we might have another event coming up. Stay tuned to listen to that. Their ASD is on the road right now. So we might go to the ASD Roadshow and do some trade show walkthroughs. That'll be in Orlando in April. So, you know, stay tuned for that. Watch your inbox or your social media and stay tuned for that as well. But I'd love to be able to help you at this workshop. I always get so fired up because my favorite things in the world to do is create bundles. And so to be able to help more and more people create bundles like in the moment and on the fly, that's literally my jam. So I want to be able to help you guys do that within the workshop. I'd love to see you and meet you there. And also just take heart. There are good, honest people out there. Find them, listen to them. follow their directions. But remember that no matter how many things I say to you here, they won't work if you don't work. So get your big girl pants on, get to work, and then reap the benefits of it. You will find success. And I promise you, it will be worth it in the end. I know you could be anywhere else listening to anyone else right now. I appreciate it. And don't take it for granted that you are here listening to the Amazon Files podcast. Thank you so much for that. If you are so inclined, please leave a podcast review letting everyone know how you've been impacted by the show. That would really help me out a great deal. Again, I'll see you same time, same place next week on the Amazon Files. Thank you for being a loyal listener. If you are ready to take your business to a whole new level, I'm ready to work with you. Visit mommyincome.com/coach to schedule your one-on-one call today. I'll be back next week with more strategies to help you succeed. Until then, step small and dream big.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Amazon Files podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave a review on iTunes by heading over to mommyincome.com/review. The Amazon Files will be back again next week. Thanks again for listening.